We know there's large predators roaming around right now. People will say there's never been a recorded instance of a wolf attacking a human being. They just don't do it. But my experience out here is far different. You know, for example, I had my granddaughter, Drew, visit this last year. She is very petite. She tends to wander off. And every time my granddaughter would get about 10, 12 foot from me, you know, here slipping right over the riverbank is this big gray wolf, and they belly crawl. They get down on their bellies, and they very slowly will crawl up. And he's trying to get in position to take her out. The wolf is here, I'm coming at him, and he starts taking off. Well, they can go fast. My experience is, if you act like a pork chop, you'll be a pork chop. I get along with all the animals. Even the ones that want to eat me, it's a very honest, very natural relationship. They want to eat me. I don't want them to. Hold on a second. There's a wolf. I need to see who's been coming around my house. Since I don't know what I'm walking into, old Betsy's coming with, you know, so I can protect myself. Even looking for tracks, as hard as it is for me to try and find a track, I know whatever I find is gonna be fairly fresh. You are never alone. You gotta try and track them down, source them, see where they're coming at, where are they going to. What vantage point is he taking to find out how to get me is gonna tell me what vantage line I need to take care of him. Here's a wolf print. This is pretty goddamn big. I mean, he's just sticking to the south side of the bank for safety's sake and wanting to see what I do, where I do it, how I do it, and laying wait. And that's what it is. It's a waiting game. Who's gonna f*** up first, me or him? Oh, God. 30 yards from the front door. Who's gonna show a sign of weakness? Who's gonna leave themselves a little too far out? Who's gonna circle a little too close? So, every chance I get, I'll be looking for him. Every chance he gets, he's gonna be looking and smelling for me.
We don't complain.
We just work harder. Everything we do, we have to do for ourselves. You know, that's how we lump it. I'm not complaining.
Auntie called for fish. She ran out of fish already.
My sister needs fish and we need seal oil. So we've arranged a trade. Trade is a big part of our life up here, and her village is 30 miles away. And the only way we could get there is by snow machine.
8 months a year, we're using our snow machines. Anything that requires a heavy load or long distance travel probably requires my snow machine. My belt on my snow machine, so it's not really gonna take me anywhere. When my snow machine's not working, it's a lot harder to hunt, and it's a lot harder to bring home large things, like if I got a good net check or if I got logs. I have to rely on other people, or I have to do stuff on foot.
Damn it!
We tried the store. The store here is very limited, doesn't have much of anything. So I'm going to ask on VHF, because I have a VHF. This is the telephone of the village. Good afternoon, Norvik. Anybody out there got an 11080 belt for sale? Can be used in good shape. If you've got one, call me at home, 2524, or just come over to Hailstones. Thank you. Well, folks, look out for each other up here, and we have a great communication system in the village with the VHFs. People often buy and sell things over the VHFs. That's a pretty good way to go. Snow machines are so important that when they don't have pieces and parts around here, there's always a big trade going on. You can't get it in the stores, you gotta get it from somewhere.
Chip Hailstone, you got a copy?
This is Hailstones, go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you're looking for a belt. My brother say he got one, but mom says she needs meat better than cash.
Caribou meat is better than cash. How much you guys want? Half caribou? Full caribou?
Hind quarter and brisket.
Sure, hindquarters and brisket. Sounds good to me. I'll even bring you back straps. Maybe even the tongue and heart.
Okay, that'll do.
Okay, you'll drop it by and pick up the meat out here, huh? Hailstone out.
Signing up.
So, come in. Oh, sweet. Here in the Arctic, trade is really important, and this is part of it. These are the things that I can't go living without, basically, right now with my snow machine. It would take years for me to have a dog team again, and these are necessary, and the necessary things take money, and luckily, sometimes they take trade. We got back leg, front legs, could even give you ribs, and I'll give you a chest, and right here, I've got a bag full of heart, tongue, and liver.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy, I think. Maybe
I could help you.
All right, well, we'll just drag it over to your house.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be good. All right.
The real value of wilderness is aesthetic, and it's a non-tangible asset.
I'm just looking for a cat trap.
Real decent length sign in this area here. I'm going to make a few cubby sets and hopefully catch a cat or two. And there's a real decent price being paid right now for lynx belts.
Make sure its springs are working good and everything.
So we're going to go put a couple traps out on foot and see if we can't get a head start on the trapping season despite the weather obstacles.
I'm looking for a spot here that funnels the animals through a narrow opening. There's millions of miles of wilderness here, and the pan of the trap is only about an inch big, and you need that foot to step right on it. So
come winter, there's zero daylight. This really affects a lot of people, and the mental preparation that's involved is what really takes most people down. I'm crazy as a loon to begin with, so it doesn't faze me at all. I just go with it.
Trapping is a great way for me to get out, do a little alone time, and make a little money while I'm at it. This tree here is one of my favorite cubby sets. You can see in past years where I've had success, and all the brush is all mowed down and chewed up here. Here's my old tassel string. Still have a trap wired to the tree here. I'm gonna start off by just tying a new tassel on there, a little visual attractant. We have a ptarmigan wing. And this here, it kind of blows around in the wind, and lynx are curious animals, and he'll bat at it and hopefully get himself caught in a trap.
Let's make a little bit of a cubby. We're gonna take sticks, make an enclosure. That's going to funnel the animal in to step into the trap.
So we're going to just take snow in our hands, cover up the chain. So we're going to take our trapping axe, and we're going to just dip it into this untouched powder. The purpose in this is that the snow doesn't become compact and prevent the trap from springing. So it's just a fine layer of thin snow that's obscuring that trap. And we don't want them to just step over it, so we're going to put that there. These are called guide sticks. And we're going to sink it right there, so Kitty steps over. And the trap is essentially ready to go. There you have a visual scent and food item bait, which is a moose femur. Here you have a tassel, which is a ptarmigan wing, which is a visual draw. A little wind spins that around, attracts the cat. So I just finished setting one cubby, and I got a bunch more to set before I'm done here, so I'm going to get with it. Hopefully when we come back, we'll have a cat.
I believe in embracing technology, but I think anytime you embrace technology, the most important thing is how you embrace it.
Having some kind of problem with the solar array today, so go in and reset the charge controller and see what happens. Another day of fixing. Some kind of a hiccup in the charge controller here. I was getting all kinds of erroneous readings this morning. So basically I just rebooted it.
Oh, that looks a lot better.
I love the technology, but I tend to try and keep it at arm's length. We use wood heat for all of our buildings. We don't use any oil heat. We're trying to remove ourselves from any dependency on fossil fuels as much as possible. I got about two or three loads of wood I need to get back to where I'm happy. That usually lasts us a couple weeks if it's not super cold. If it's real cold, we burn through the wood pretty quick. It's pretty critical for me to get over to my wood lot, cut some trees, stockpile wood there so that I'm well supplied for when the cold weather hits. I want to go get a quick load of firewood. It's a little quicker with the snow machine to just bonsai across the river to my wood lot, cut some wood, throw it in, and I'm back here in maybe 45 minutes. The snow machines, they're a pain in the ass, but they're kind of a necessary pain in the ass. So I'm gonna go get my coat on and we'll go get some wood. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. God damn it. You gotta do this crap today on me. All I wanted to do is go get some stupid wood. Let's see, maybe that floats. Maybe that floats. It's sticking. Sick and tired of screwing with God, all this stupid machinery. Son of a bitch. These damn machines. I just spent a bunch of time working on it. Something wrong with the fuel. The recoil's not working. It's just the same old crap all the time with machinery in the wintertime up here. If I can get it into the sled, I can just go home and get some dogs. Have them tow it back. Dogs are gonna love me for this. I was about a mile away from home when this happened. I'm gonna go hook up about 10 dogs and we'll just drag it back to the shop with the 10 dogs and then go back with the dogs and get a load of wood with them. I probably should have done that in the first place.
It's pretty much a do-it-yourself kind of deal. You gotta get yourself one from one place to another. There's no tow trucks and there's no gas stations. on my snow machine, got myself a belt. It took some trade. This will get me back out to the caribou, and I'll replace the caribou that I got the belt with ease.
Total. This machine is 10 years old. It's probably got 50,000 miles on it. Machines are very personal things. You don't let other people go riding around your machine. You don't let other people work on your machines.
Requires a heavy load or long distance travel, probably requires my snow machine. And if you can't maintain your own, you're gonna walk a lot.
You take a hot steam in the sauna, relax your muscles, eat a good meal, hit the rack, wake up the next day and do it again.
Kind of dragging here, been sick for a few days, but gotta get out and check some traps. Alaska's a harsh place. The climate's harsh. The culture can be harsh in ways. If you don't like it, don't live here. It's that easy. The last time I came to the set here, there was a fresh cat track coming right down this trail. I don't see any sign right now, but maybe we'll get lucky. The last time I checked this pole, a lynx had come along, torn this bait down, sprung my trap, and then he walked off that way. Here I am coming back from my trip, checking traps again, fresh snow. A lynx again came by, sprung the trap. Okay, so we're gonna reset this pole. There's a lot of self-reliance associated with living out this far. I love being out here and doing this, but when you're sick, this really will run you down. We got ripped off by a big old tomcat here, lynx. But you know, you can't win every time, so we're gonna go and check this cubby down the way, and you never know, maybe we'll get lucky and even that tomcat will be stuck there, so we'll see. So here's a cubby trap. Okay, the trap is sprung. Son of a gun. We got a little bit of fur here. We pinched a kitty. It just barely got him, you know? He may have actually even sat on it. This cat's run devastation on me here. It's teasing me. He beat me out on this cubby. He's making a fool of us, boys. This cat's run devastation on me here. It's teasing me. He's not going to win the next go around. Let's check some more traps. Being sick sucks. Got a couple miles of trap line here. I'm just gonna walk some short foot lines I have that are pretty close to the house here, and hopefully we catch a cat or a marten or something. I'm looking forward to maybe skinning some fur tonight. Got a lynx here. Just an unbelievable animal, a keen predator, beautiful, a valuable pelt, and he's a true adapted predator of the Arctic, and also one of the few fur bears that we can also eat. So we're gonna try to angle around and see if we can't just put one shot with this .22 pistol in it. beautiful, mature animal. Spend a lot of time checking empty traps, having snowed in traps, and then finally you go, and when you get a target animal like the lynx, you know, it's always exciting.
To make the decision to live here, you know, you're deciding that you are going to pit yourself against some of the worst that Mother Nature has to give. I know I've got some predator circling me. I don't know where he is. I need to widen out my search just to make sure that my immediate work area is safe. A daytime attack would be unusual, but it is the Arctic and people are food groups. You got some tracks here. Fox and a wolf travel fairly similarly. This is pretty goddamn big, although the stride isn't great. Possibility, this could be wolf. If so, it's a smaller one, but definitely out here. And that would have definitely been from this morning. Right here, this would have been it's blown over now, but at some point it was the entrance and exit. These little prints here, those are fox prints. Over the years that I've been here, I've got now 12 to 15 foxes. They've become my buddies. They follow me everywhere I go. I've got one, Foxy. He walks all the way inside. He'll sit on the couch and watch TV with me. It's gotten to the point now, I just put up his barrel by the window and he sits there, turn the TV to face him. If I turn it away, he cries. It's, I can pet them. They are my little buddies. When one of my female fox, Loxie, when she was a little kit, it was her first year, and I heard this horrific noise and instantly knew there was a bear getting into the fox den. I ran outside and here's little Loxie and she's pulling on my little pant legs trying to get me to come over to the den, and I could hear that the bear was getting into the den and eating all the foxes. She's crying and crying. She tried and tried to pull me over to save her family, and once she realized I couldn't do it, she just sat down right on the tundra and cried and cried. Next thing she did, she just ran under the trailer and just hid. She's the only one that survived that bear attack. In order to complete the circuit, I'm gonna get up on my perch and see where my predator threat, if there is a threat. We know there's large predators roaming around right now, but the nature of a predator is they don't walk out into the open and shake your hand. They sneak up on you. There's a wolf out there. There's a wolf out there. Typical predator activity. They're gonna circle you, looking for all your weaknesses, looking for your pattern. When they have the advantage at night, they come in. You let your guard down once and you end up going home in a body bag. Typically what they're gonna do is circle, circle, wait for you to get comfortable, wait, and then pounce. Because he's 100 or 200 yards out doesn't mean he needs to go down. When I feel my comfort zone for safety has been compromised, that's when I need to take care of it. My job then to protect myself, get all of my work done and be inside. They have the advantage if I go outside at night, I need to change that around. They want me bad enough, they're hungry enough, you come inside, because then I have the advantage. People want to know why I do this. This is it. You know you're alive. When you got something wanting to eat you, you got to beat feet to get your done, and hopefully you outsmart them or outweigh them. Dangerous? Yeah. Scary? No. It's a challenge. I like it. Okay.
We're not stoppable. We're the irresistible object. It's our will.
The object today is to go get some seal oil. We missed a couple of really good hunts this last fall, so we've taken to trading and purchasing it. Here in the Arctic, because we are beyond, way beyond the end of the road, this is just kind of the way things go. Trade is really important. My wife wants more seal oil, which is a favorite condiment of ours. Seal oil goes all over everything, makes eating frozen food calorically viable for our bodies. Her sister wants some whitefish, so it all came together to make a great reason to go on a trip to the next village, which is Kayana.
These down here are all the special fish. These fish in here are from Milgivik. They are fatter and got more whitefish eggs in them. I want to bring these to my sister Anita in Kayana, the next village up. They didn't get much fish up there this year, and I told her I'd save for a bag.
When we go visit folks in the next village or such, we don't have roads. And we have a trail system, but quite often it's just a cross-country deal. Not too many people around here have a taxi cab to jump into. Actually, nobody does. So we use basket sleds, and we line them with caribou skins and a tarp to keep the snow off the people riding behind. And it's actually a very comfortable way to go. It's the place where grandmas and newborns and delicate things are put into a nice, flexible basket sled. And a fella's got a nice ride. It can be 20 minutes because it's probably 30, 40 miles. This year it's kind of rough. We've got passengers, so we slow down considerably.
Fish. Right there, your whitefish.
Trade is really important, and money is really hard to come by. And if you can't make money, you can always trade. It's all a big circle. We all watch out for each other around here.
Right on.
It's really fresh. There's no taste.
Okay.
Nice, light, light oil.
We dip all our fish and frozen meats and stuff inside of it. And that way we don't make our bodies cold.
It's rendered down from seal blubber.
Yeah, seal blubber. Real good one.
Yeah.
These Inupiaq, their culture is all about food. It's a medium of exchange, it's a medium of gift. And anything, any good reason to go on a little trip to go visiting, that's the way to go. Since it's all about food, now I'm going to go inside and go eat with my brother-in-law.
For me, I love the technology. If it's not improving my life, if it's creating more frustration for me, then I know I'm depending on the technology too much.
Hey, Berg. You guys ready to go perform AAA services?
This morning I woke up and planned to just do a quick trip across the river to get some firewood with the snow machine. Plans didn't work out the way I'd envisioned them. I got right to my woodlot, my machine died, and I had to walk home about a mile, mile and a half.
How about you and Tia help me? Let's go get that snow machine.
Hell with those damn snow machines today.
What's going on?
Snow machine broke down again.
No.
So, why don't you go get dressed up and help me? Let's hook up about 10 dogs, and I'll go over there and drag it back over here, and then I can use the dogs to go back and get some wood and stuff. Sick and tired of working on damn snow machines all the time. Hey, Kate, you gonna be able to come help me hook up some dogs?
How many are you gonna take?
10.
living out here, we depend on each other. We're a partnership, and she's really good at dropping whatever she's doing to help me when I need help out here.
You got a neckline on one of those?
Yeah.
I need your power today. I need your power today. Come on. Give me your right foot. Up. Good. I got better things to do with my time today than screw around with this, so I'm just gonna drag that machine back and then go back with the dogs and get a load of wood with them. I probably should have done that in the first place.
Oh, I'm by. Atta boy, straight ahead, straight ahead. I'm by, let's go. Everybody, whoa. Up easy, up easy, up easy, whoa. Up a little, whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody stay. Yeah, everybody stay. Everybody stay. Stay!
If these dogs want to take off on me, I'm screwed.
Everybody stay! Everybody stay! Everybody whoa! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Everybody stay! Everybody stay! Everybody whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa! Everybody stay!
The snow machine crapped out on me. I loaded it into the sled. I went home, I got my dogs, I brought them back, I hooked on.
Tighten up, 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 let's go.
Those 10 dogs ran with that snow machine home, and it was a good feeling to see my dogs in shape, pulling the snow machine home with no problems at all.
Atta boys. Straight ahead. Atta boys. Atta boys, let's go. Atta boys, let's go, let's go. Atta boys, easy, easy, whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy, I need you to grab the middle of the line and drag the dogs in the middle of the team this way so I can clear this damn tree. Up easy, let's go, up, up. Kate, I need the middle of the team.
Okay.
That way!
Stop yelling, or you're on your own.
Okay, let's go! Hop, hop! Hop, hop!
Yeah, whoa!
Hop, hop! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Whoa, easy! Oh! Whoa, everybody stay! Good job, you guys!
Every day is not a rosy day. But, you know, you have to remember we're together 24-7.
Just a little pissed off. I'm not trying to get on your case, Kate. I'm just pissed off that this damn snow machine's doing this.
I don't want to rely on that equipment anymore to do a quick job. I'm going to use my dogs because they're reliable.
Remind me on my next shop to have an automatic winch at the back door.
So my quick day of going out and get one quick load of firewood with the snow machine, because of mechanical problems, turned into an all-day event, which pretty much shot my plans for the rest of the day.
Good enough.
That's the way it is out here sometimes.
God damn thing. I could have gotten 5 loads of wood for what I just put into that crap with the dogs.
I'm just trying to debate whether I want to go get a load of wood with this or just use the dog sled, you know?
Right. Just use the dog sled. Hook them up and go again.
Okay, let's go. Up, up.
GG.
Atta
boy, GG. GG.
Yeah, baby.
No more G. G.
It's always been about food. It's a medium of exchange. It's a medium of gift. It's what hunting produces. It's what fishing produces. It's what gathering produces.
There's 18 people living in our house. There's me, my wife, our 5 daughters,
Our son and his woman have come to visit us and brought a couple of their children. And then my wife's sister just moved up from Iowa. She's occupying one room with her five children. People flow in and flow out. It's never the same. There's no hotels. What can you say? Everybody's welcome.
This is a pretty standard meal for us. Fish, meat, something from the ocean, some oil, some blubber. Right here's a little bit of dried seal meat. Rose is cutting up beluga. This is Inupiaq real food. We have crackers or fresh bread. We'll have apples, carrots, celery, whatever fresh vegetables we can find at the store. We're always glad to include in a good meal like this. Our stores try hard, but a lot of times there's no fruits or vegetables at all to be had for quite a while. But this right here reduces our overall grocery amount vastly. If we were to live out of the store, we'd probably be spending maybe $3,000 a month to feed us. We've got some smoked salmon here. We have some carrots and some celery and some apples. There's bowhead muktuk, which is the pink stuff with the black tops, the skin tips. And then we have beluga, which is a white whale. There's frozen caribou. There's some dried smoked caribou. And there's some frozen whitefish and frozen whitefish eggs. And it's all been smeared over in seal oil. If you eat frozen fish, the frozen caribou, and you're outside, even inside, you'll chill your body. But if you dip them in seal oil, calorically, you gain. You get heat out of the deal. It makes our bodies come up to temperature. It's what makes people live in the Arctic so well. And we made some good trades this year for seal oil. What can I say? It all comes back to food. It's all about food. The hunting's about food. The fishing's about food. The interactions with folks around here we have is about food. Seems my life is kind of centered on food. And it's best when we go get our own. I think it tastes better.
I'm my own master. I tell the ship which way to sail.
You can live life on the sidelines or, you know, be in the front charge.
I know I've got some predator circling me. I don't know where he is. I have to not just believe that I am safe in here, I've got to know that I'm safe in here. And that means checking it. I've got to find him. The top predators, they tend to be sneaky. They'll draw you out to bring you in so they can get you. The way a wolf hunts, they send out scouts first to draw you out. Once you're out, the rest come in from behind. The one you can't see is the one you need to worry about. I have the utmost respect for my environment, the utmost respect for the predators in my area, but not a hell of a lot I fear out of life. It's just a challenge I haven't met yet. That's all it is. I got a wolf sitting on the other side of the bank. Bring it on, boo-boo. I got a wolf sitting on the other side of the bank. So I'm ready. You know, bring it on, boo-boo. Bring it on, boo-boo. Always my first option is deflection. Can I scare him, make him run away?
For my predators, it's a good idea, rather than just hunkering inside like a weenie, let off a few blasts, lets them know that I mean business. They appreciate what a bullet sounds like. It's putting the noise out there. It's kind of like throwing down the gauntlet. I'm being proactive with the wolf. I'm saying, bam, bam, this is my territory, you son of a bitch. I dare you. Cross that line. Come on, you want me? Come get me. I'm ready for you.
But we're not hiding from anything out here. We're just living the way that our hearts tell us is the best way to live for us. This morning, plan to just do a quick trip across the river to get some firewood with the snow machine. The plans didn't work out the way I'd envisioned them. That's the way it is out here sometimes. You gotta pretty much adapt to things as they happen. Stay.
So I'm here right now in my woodlot. I'm gonna go get a couple trees here. There's a couple right there. There's one dead tree there. I gotta worry about that one hitting the dogs though, so I think I'd rather get stuff over here. Hopefully this thing will run. Tree down. If I can get it to fall on this side of these two trees, I'll be happy. Jury rigging stuff? Man, that's my middle name. That's all I seem to do around here, you know? If you don't have the resource, you look around, you figure out what you got, and then you make it work. All right, baby, go where I want you to go now. Come on. Come on, baby, it's where I come to Papa. Yeah, baby, go, 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 go. Yeah. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! It's always the biggest ones that's farthest to carry. Never fails. All day long, just sweat my ass off. I think that's gonna be it for the night. After that, that's a pretty full day. Oh. Okay, let's go. Atta boys. Atta boys. Atta boys. Yeah, buddy. Woohoo! Yeah. Let's go, Hall.
Tomorrow, it'll be kill or be killed. That's a serious reality. So there's a lot of blood in the snow around my house.
I saw the lynx from across the slough, jogged over there, looked at it. It was a nice, big, mature animal. Made a clean shot, dispatched it, and I was happy packing that lynx home. It's always good weight to have. You're on your own time zone here. You can wake up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and accomplish just as much as if you wake up at 6 a.m. You sleep when you're tired, you eat when you're hungry, you work when there's work to be done. I'll tell you what, I'm happy I got that done. I'm gonna skin a lynx and go to bed. I'm whipped.
You make your own time up here. You know, Alaska's a harsh place. It's either you like it or you don't. It's the only place that I could live.
You know, the satisfaction of trapping, it's nice. I spend a lot of the year guiding clients. Spend a lot of time out in the woods with other people. It's one of the few times a year that I get to be on my own, and I like that serenity and to get out there and get some alone time.
Yeah, the lynx is a prized animal. It's a valuable hide. They're not a difficult hide to flesh. They bring a good price.
If you're self-employed, there's no sick days, so you gotta just keep plugging along. But even on days where it's kind of bum, I'm pretty sick and I got a fever, it's pretty late at night. I'm hungry. I don't really want to be fooling around. I want to just get in bed. This is better than any office job, you know?
I wouldn't make it very long in an office job.